Indigenous women and girls suffer a disproportionate amount of gender-related violence, according to experts gathered at the United Nations for the 11th session of the UN Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues. Ajans Lina, executive director of the Ilaramic Community Concerns in Kenya, says 7 out of 10 Indigenous women there have been victims of gender-related violence. Lina, who is Maasai, says much of it is cultural.
Among the Maasai communities, it's very high, because we have been socialized that it is not a big deal to be beaten by your partner. So even if you run away to your home and tell your parents that you've been beaten, you'll be told, well, that's a normal thing.
Lina also says female genital mutilation, FGM, is another form of violence against women that is an accepted cultural practice in many parts of Africa, even though much of the world stands against it. In Asia, Joan Carling, the Secretary General of the Asia Indigenous Peoples Pact of the Philippines, says violence against women thought to be witches is another culturally accepted practice.
The suspected witches, without any evidence or proof of any wrongdoing, are often subjected to torture or even death by stoning with the full sanction of the community. Often, the victims are the poor, uneducated indigenous women who are unmarried and older in age.
Myrna Cunningham-Kane, a member of the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues, says gender-based violence is a complicated problem because its roots lie both inside and outside the community. She adds that participants in the forum are making several recommendations to deal with the problem.
There should be a strengthening of our own institutions, of self-government systems, so they can deal with this problem, and they can also harmonize the customary administration of justice with the international human rights principles.
The experts also want better data on violence specifically against indigenous women. They want all discussions and legislative measures adopted to include the participation of indigenous women. And they are also asking for better training of police and judicial systems.
This is a big problem that women, indigenous women, face in all of the regions. There's a lot of discrimination in the access to justice.
But one measure they are particularly passionate about, educating indigenous women and girls to ending the cycle of domestic violence against them. Julie Walker, United Nations.